get to the Atlanta Falcons stuff. And here's the question I have, guys, about the Atlanta Falcons Friday night. And I got some good, bad, and the ugly that I want to run by y'all. But the Atlanta Falcons Friday night, obviously this preseason game, the final score does not matter. I mean, we saw the Falcons keep Miami out of the end zone completely last year in this exact same game. Miami goes on to be one of the most prolific offenses in the NFL. Tua leads the NFL in passing. It's not really indicative of what you're getting. But here's the question I have off the top for everybody listening. Do you feel better or worse about this season after Friday night? Do you feel anything about the 2024 football season based off of what you saw Friday night?
I'm a little worried to lose DeMarco Helms and Braylon Trice. I thought those guys were going to be guys that contributed. I really was excited for both of those players. So not having them, one of them for the entire year, and maybe the other, we just don't know yet. That makes me feel like maybe we took a hit in depth a little bit. So that bothers me. I don't know how to say this without alarming people, because I'm not alarmed by this, but I thought we would have ran the ball better, even though it was our second and third string lines. That bothered me a little bit, but really, if I had to hammer one thing, it would be I'm worried now about depth at in the secondary, and that now if Kevin King doesn't play so well and Antonio Hamilton doesn't play so well, I might feel a little bit worse about it. But two guys I expected to contribute this year are not there now.
Yeah, I agree with you on the depth. I mean, I think that's always a concern. You want that, especially you don't want to lose that at this point in the season because you're going to need it later on. To me, it just kind of confirmed, like, okay, this is why you drafted Penix. You know what I mean? Like, you saw it. I'm indifferent. Like, it wasn't like I walked away like, oh, my God. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I kind of expected that. Well, second and third string guys, like.
Yeah, and I'm glad you put it that way, because that's why I wanted to specify the 2024 season, because I think I felt a lot better about the future of the franchise after seeing Michael Penix, but I don't know that really translates to what we'll see this year. Hopefully not, anyways.
Right, so, if you see him, then something happened.
Right, then something went wrong.
I was pleasantly surprised by a couple of guys that played defense. Now, D'Angelo Malone did not necessarily stand out as much on the defensive side, but on the special team side,
he was dominant.
We didn't know where he was playing it. We were like, we need to find out where Malone's playing, because he was so far down the field so quickly for a guy playing at the line on punts, right? And then the one time that he wasn't down there immediately, what just happened to be the one where I just watched him the entire play, because I spot, so I'm for Wes, so I'm watching the game. I somewhat follow the ball or the line of scrimmage, depending on the play. And I saw Malone get turned around and almost dragged down. He was held so bad. Of course, the referees didn't know how to throw a flag on a Friday night, apparently, but that he was very impactful in special teams. And the reason I'm bringing that up is he's just been non-existent at all the last couple of years, and you just wondered what he would be. But Dane Cruikshank, as well, out of the secondary, he might be a guy with the Helms injury that might be able to step up, because I thought he played really well, and boy, he laid some licks on some people.
Yeah, he absolutely did. We mentioned Michael Penix, and look, He said after the game that it really wasn't as fast as practice was.
I always say the game is easier than practice. The game is always easier than practice. I don't know why. I think it's because our defense see our look so many times. You know, it's harder to get completions against them. But in the game, I feel like the routes be wide open, and, you know, it'd be slower. It's slower than practice. So, nah, I was good.
I got to be honest with y'all. So I said I'd give a good, bad, and the ugly. The good is obviously Michael Penix. I think everybody walked away from that going, okay, you saw him not only put the ball in precise places, but also reading the defense. It seemed like he did pretty well. The bad for me, the run game ingenuity. We didn't see much at all. Zero variety in the run game. And I don't expect there to be much variety in the first preseason game. But after watching practice for the last couple of weeks and being so excited for a new offensive coordinator not going to come in and run wide zone 30 times in a game, we got pretty much two plays. We got wide zone and we got duo.
Are you going to show all your cards in that first preseason game?
No, here's the thing. That's what I said. I don't know if you listened. It wasn't just the first preseason game.
Hold on. First off, our guest is just
She stepped to me, Bo. She stepped to me. Okay. Well,
was Bashawn Robinson and Tyler Allgeier in that game?
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I
you know
thought...
what? Now she's on her own.
Exactly.
Now she's on her own.
Yeah. I'm on my own island. Listen, I'm from Jersey, Philly. I can hold my own.
I thought we'd see a little bit more design out of the run game, and we didn't. So I think it's interesting
that's
thing
okay.
to keep track of.
That's okay. I mean, I'm not concerned. Like, you're not going to show, like we keep saying, second, third string guys, you're not going to show everything. It's the first preseason game with all new, like, everyone's new. So, like, yeah, you're going to kind of, like, ease into everything. You're not going to show all your cards. Like, I'd be concerned if we were like, oh, my gosh, we saw, like, all these major things. Like, no, nothing. Like, I'm not concerned. Yeah. I'm not concerned.
I was concerned about the fact that we had some – I thought it was a big game for Jovan Gwynn. And, you know, to kind of say, hey, can you play? Can you? It felt like a moment for him Friday night where can you play? And what are you going to be? And I don't. The first one.
Define
was,
the role.
The first snap that was botched was, I feel like it was on him. I don't think the ball got off the ground. The second one honestly looked like it was on him. It looked like it. The quarterback had it right in his hands. I think it was. I can't remember if it was Heinicke or Rourke at that point. But that one was right in his hands, and you got to get on that one. So there was some. I don't really, not the design of the run plays, but just the struggle to run the ball.
Right.
Was 2.7 yards a carry. That's not good for any offensive line. And look, I'm not. You weren't going against Miami's first string either.
No,
it was pretty much mano a mano with backup on backup.
Yeah, and unfortunately, let me get to the ugly part because it kind of coincides with this. The ugly part was third down. Third down was abysmal. Third down was as bad as I think that I've seen. And we listen, as Falcons fans, we witnessed some bad third down play last year. But when I look at the fact that Michael Penix was so good and yet on third down it was so bad. Third downs, to me, so many throws towards the sideline, so many throws that did not go over the middle, and just a lack of what seemed like consistency and the ability to get the ball out and the receivers actually looking at the quarterback. Third down was absolutely awful on Friday night.
Something that Arch had said, he said, he talked about lack of reps for some of the backup quarterbacks, and obviously Penix and Cousin have taken a lot of reps this training camp so far, and I thought you saw that from Heinicke, and obviously Rourke was a guy that just came in here. He is some of the transactions the team made based on what happened in that game with injuries. You got the fact that Nathan Rourke has been released, Braylon Trice and Harrison Hand were both put on the reserve injured list with knee injuries. And so John Paddock is back, and they signed wide receiver Hakeem Grant and then running back Spencer Brown. So I think they've made some moves, but I don't know what to make of the third and fourth string quarterbacks with Heinicke and Rourke. I don't think you're going to – you hope to never – you don't see either one of them at all this year, no matter what. Now, Rourke's gone, but with Heinicke – I'm not sure if you're going to keep him. I think you will because of the money you already have, and this is a league now. But through the new rule, though, where you can have the third guy can be on the emergency, can be on the practice squad, Allison. Now, after that, I don't know what their plan is.
I mean, I feel like you should keep Heinicke because he does have that experience. I mean, heck, he was battling for the starting job just last season, which is wild when you think about it.
Oh, what, three games?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
1-1, though, So I think you do keep him because of the experience that he has. He can get you in a game. He can possibly help you win a game. Obviously, the backup is Penix, so it's not even a competition. I did think Heinicke was really, like, honest and real after that one practice at the high school. Like, we kind of asked him about, like, did he think he was going to be here? And he kind of, like, writings. But he's like, but I've been here before. Like, I've been in this position where, like, I might not be here or be here. And he's like, I'm just trying to help them learn. I thought it was cool. He's like, I'm going to help them learn the playbook. I'm going to do everything I can to help them. And I like to be here, but obviously, I know. So, you got to have that mindset. And, but like the fact that we're talking about the third and fourth string or whatever, That's great,
sure.
Right? That's great. We're not worried about who the backup is. We know who that is. We're not worried about who the starter is. I feel like we've been talking about who's going to be the starter.
Let me follow up with that. Does it concern you that starters might not play during the preseason, especially Kirk Cousins, because that was a big topic of conversation last year with Desmond Ridder, and we kind of saw how that panned out. So okay. does that concern you at all?
No, because Desmond Ridder didn't have like 13 years of experience compared to, and he's also not coming off an Achilles. Like, I mean, yeah, the competitor in, you know, I'm sure Kirk and all them, they want to get out there, but like, we don't need to see it. I don't need to see him step on the field and like do anything to that Achilles. Like, you put him in a bubble until September, basically. And the fact that he got hit, yeah, but the fact that he got hit in that one like practice, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, so no, I'm not concerned about it at all. If it was like Michael Penix, if he was, you know, like if it's a rookie, yeah, I want to see him play. I want to see him if he's going to be the starting quarterback. But
yeah,
you got 13 years under your belt. I don't need to see him play.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. But and obviously with all the injuries going on that you did get Friday night, scares you to think that they could play at any point.